So today, we are, today is also the disappearance day of Marshall Ghosh. He was one of the famous Ghosh brothers. There are three Ghosh brothers, Govinda Ghosh, Basudev Ghosh, and Madhav Ghosh. And they were very famous singers. And they would sing in the kirtan parties of Lord Chaitanya, Jagannath Puri, etc. And they were three brothers. In Goloka they are three sisters, same sisters. Some as three brothers in this material world. Kalavati, Gunatunga, and someone else. Three sisters. Anyway, they're singers there also, famous singers. And they sing the songs to please Radha and Krishna. That these songs are composed by Vishakha Devi. And they sing them to pleasure of Radha Madhava. One interesting thing about the Russia, one disappearance pastime Vasu Ghosh performed. He was living there in Tumluk, like near Howrah, going towards Howrah side from here. The temple is still there. Very, very astonishing deity there. Because when Vasu Ghosh heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished his pastimes here, he said, that's it. So he dug his own samadhi and he just sat in the samadhi without Mahaprabhu. Not worth living, so he just sat in samadhi waiting for his disappearance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him out of his kindness and said, what do you do down that hole? come out. And so there's a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there like that. He's got his hand extended, he's putting down in samadhi where Vasudeva put him out. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 28, canto 4, text number 41 and 42. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Brahmani Chatmanam Param Brahma Tatmani Vikshamano Vihayeksham Asmad Uparama Hari Brahmani Chatmanam Param Brahma Tadatmani Vikshamano Vihayeksham Asmaruparamaha Hari Brahmani Chatmanam Param Brahma Tadatmani Vikshamano Vihayeksham Asmaruparamaha Hari Brahmani Chatmanam Param Brahma Tadatmani Vikshamano Vihayeksham Asmaruparamaha
Vishamano Vihayeksham
Sakshat Bhagavat Choktina, Kurina Harina Nirpa, Vishuddha Jnana Dipina, Spurata Vishvato Mukham. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In this way, King Malayadvaja attained perfection of knowledge, because in his pure state, he was directly instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By means of such enlightening transcendental knowledge, he could understand everything from all angles of vision. King Malayadvaj could thus observe that the super soul was sitting by his side, and that he as the individual soul was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there was no need for separate interests. Thus he ceased from all such activities. Please repeat. King Malayadvaj could thus observe that the super soul was sitting by his side, and that he, as the individual soul, was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there were no need for separate interests, and thus he ceased from such activities. In this verse, translation. In this way, King Malayadvaj attained perfect knowledge, because in his pure state he was directly instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By means of such enlightening transcendental knowledge, he could understand everything from all angles of vision. So, because King Malayadvaj, because he's become purified by his process of austerities, that now he's seeing the Lord directly, seeing the Lord sitting by his side, and he's seeing, obviously, himself sitting by the side of the Lord. And he's getting direct instructions from the Lord. Therefore, he said he could understand everything from all angles of vision. Well, we're trying to understand things from some angle of vision. We're trying to create the planetarium. It's very difficult. You get different angles of vision from different sages in different scriptures. So how you come to it's difficult. But if you're the super soul, it's not very difficult at all, because you can see from every angle of vision, because you're everywhere. You're within everything, you're without everything. So therefore you can see everything from all angles of vision, simultaneously. So now, because Malayadvaj is in contact with the super soul, then he can see, by the grace of the super, he can see everything from all angles of vision. So this is why Vishnu, in the Guna avatars, he takes the role of in the mode of goodness, He expands as Shiva to deal with Tamagun, he expands as Brahma to deal with the Rajagun, but he himself takes the position of Shatagun, the maintainer of the universe. Brahma will create, Shiva will destroy, and Vishnu will maintain. That's the difficult part, maintaining. It's easy to create something new, easier to destroy it also, but to actually maintain it, that's more difficult. It takes constant. So, who is that best maintainer? Who is that best manager? That manager who knows? He's everywhere. Is he within every atom, within every heart? He's in the heart of everyone. In management, someone was telling me in General Electric, is one of the biggest companies in the world, I guess, in America. The manager of the place, he said, practically my whole time is spent in dealing with problems between the workers. That takes up all of my time. So he's not really meant to be there. He's not meant to be doing that. Everybody's supposed to be working cooperatively anyway. But somehow or another, as it is in Kali Yuga, people are quarrelsome. So you've got to spend so much time. You've got to hear his side, this side. You've got to hear from the other. So that's... Management is more difficult, but if you're the super soul, if you're everywhere, you're in everyone's heart, then you know all things that happen. You know how the situation arose, why the disagreement came, because you can see everything from all angles of vision as a super soul. So therefore, he takes the position of Shatagun, or maintaining the universe, Vishnu. So, he's so intelligent. How to manage something, you'd never come to that conclusion if you wanted to micromanage. Still they don't come, they're trying micromanage, but still they're not coming to the conclusion of the super soul. He's the supreme micromanager, because he's with every atom, so he can do that. He knows what's going on. And because Malayadwaj is in contact now with the super soul, getting direct instruction, so he also can know everything from all angles of vision. In this verse, the words Sakshat, Bhagavat, Toktina, Guruina, Parina are very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead speaks directly to the individual soul. When the devotee has completely purified himself by rendering devotional service to the Lord. Lord Krishna confirms this also in the Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Pesham satata jutanam, bhajatam priti parvakam. Dari buddhi jogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. The Lord is the super soul situated in everyone's heart, and he acts as the Chaitanya Guru, the spiritual master from within. However, he gives direct instructions only to the advanced pure devotees. In the beginning, when a devotee is serious and sincere, the Lord gives him direction from within to approach the bona fide spiritual master. When one is trained by the spiritual master, according to the regulative principles of devotional service, and is situated on a platform of spontaneous attachment for the Lord, raga bhakti, the Lord also gives instructions from within. So here is progression. Srila Prabhupada is giving progression here. That when a person is a little bit sincere about spiritual life, then the Lord within the heart gives him directions to meet a pure devotee. This is the nice... Krishna's kindness. He's fulfilling everyone's desires. So why not the person who's becoming interested in transcendental life? So immediately, yes, your first business, you have to take shelter of my devotee. Otherwise, you cannot approach me directly. So Krishna will, from within, he will guide a person to take shelter of a pure devotee and a bona fide spiritual master. And then the super soul does his part first, he takes you to the spiritual master. Then the spiritual master takes over. So he's external, the super soul is internal. But because we cannot appreciate internal, so he's also manifested externally as the spiritual master. And then he's giving very direct instruction, same as the super soul is giving Maladwar direct instruction. So we get that from outside, it's direct instruction when the spiritual master is present. So this becomes very practical, and spiritual life becomes practical. In the most other schools, you will find that they're dependent on their own abilities to achieve their goal. But in devotional service, we have a great friend. We have a great friend to help us, who's beyond all the material manifestation. Everyone else is struggling with their processes of yoga to get out of the material world by themselves. It's a difficult struggle. Impossible, practically. Why? Devi Ashi Gunamai Mama Maya Durakya. Because we're dealing with Krishna's Maya. It's moving to Krishna's direction. Because his will is behind it, nobody can alter the will of the Lord. Whatever he desires is perfectly lawful and will happen without fail. And nobody can interfere at all with his desire. So this whole creation is acting according to Krishna's desire. So therefore it's very difficult to come because of its connection to Krishna. And only if Krishna wants you to overcome, you can overcome. And if he doesn't want you to overcome, you will not overcome. So this is in the bhakti line, the devotional line, then we have this great asset over all the other processes practically, because we got a friend on the outside who's helping us. So it's not just one-sided, it's not just me and my prowess and my endeavor. Very, very frustrating. But we get help from above, from Krishna and his pure devotees. This is a nice thing about devotional service. It's easy from the very beginning, middle, and end also. So, yes, so then when one is trained by the spiritual master, so here the progression is going on. The soul has seen a little bit of interest, a little bit of faith is there. He takes you to meet the spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master. Then the spiritual master trains according to the regular principles of devotional service. It means the process of Vedi Sadhana Bhakti. Following the rules of Pantrachiki rules. Now, what is the purpose of Vedi Sadhana Bhakti and Pantrachiki rules? Because Krishna cannot be known by rules and regulations. So what is the purpose of them? So the purpose is, they're very purifying, these processes. And as Srila Prabhupada said, first, you learn how to respect God, then you can love Him. So this is we're learning how to respect God. We're approaching very reverently, not offering services in the great mood of awe and reverence. So this is the respect that has to be there first, because we've forgotten our love for Krishna. And in fact, the reverse thing is there. Actually, we become a little envious of Krishna. So this is the corrective method. Vedi Sadhana Bhakti, this is something very practical. We can engage all of our senses in the service of Krishna, in the service of Guru, Vaishnavas. And yeah, and so like that, when one, as you become more and more purified, and the devotional attitude becomes mature, then Prabhupada says, It becomes mature by following these the irregular principles. When trained by the spiritual master according to regular principles of devotional service and is situated on the platform of spontaneous attachment for the Lord. So this is the outcome of performing. Sadhana bhakti, it turns into raga bhakti or spontaneous devotional service. By purifying the heart and by developing a proper service attitude. When that service attitude is correct, then the platform of raga bhakti will be revealed. Devotional service will be revealed in purity. And then Krishna, he can be known by that kind of bhakti. So we see this process of sadhana bhakti is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami and many other great souls who are actually internal potency of the Lord. They have descended here. The Vasu Ghosh and his two brothers, their internal potency. They're direct expansions of Srimad Radharani. Yet they come here and they apparently perform ordinary pastimes of Vedic Sadhana Bhakti. Govinda Ghosh is very famous for doing the Pinda Dan Leela. You know, he offered his wife died, then his son died, and he had a fit of anger. He lay in bed. He didn't bother to get up. He was angry. And then his deity, Gopinath, approached him very stealthily. He was angry, massaging his feet very gently. And he said, "Why are you not getting up today and not cooking for me? I'm very hungry." So, my wife dies in. Then my son dies. Who will do my pinda? Who will do my strata ceremony? Who will worship? You have to have a son to worship, to perpetuate you in this world and in the next world. Who will do that? And Gopinath said, "I don't understand your logic." He said, "First one of your sons dies and you try to kill the other son." He said, "What do you mean? I've only got one son." He said, "Well, am I not your son? You wake me up every day, you look after me, you bathe me, you feed me. You treat me like your son. Am I not your son? Well, who will do my pinda? I can do it. You will do. Okay. You'll get up now and cook. I'm very hungry." But anyway, the illustration. Here is Govinda Ghosh, and he's saying, "Who will do my Shraddha ceremony? Who cares about Shraddha ceremony? The devotee's going back to Godhead. What do you need? They don't need any help for progression in their future birth by giving Shraddha ceremony. They don't have to pitch a loka and back again and up the pitch a loka. The devotees don't have to suffer all that." But here he is, an expansion of Srimad Radharani, these three brothers. And who will do my pinda? So they're acting according to the laws of this material world. So they are performing this ritualist or sadhana bhakti, of course to set an example, but still they're going through it. You cannot serve Radha and Krishna through the platform of Vedic bhakti, only spontaneous service. But here we see these extraordinary devotees, and even Krishna himself, he follows the regular principles. Mahaprabhu also. Even Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to do pinda for his father. Of course, we know the real reason behind that was on the plea of going to do pinda, he met his spiritual master there and took initiation. Then his whole spiritual transformation took place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, to set example, because he was coming from a Brahminical community, they're also a shining example. So it's very, this is very, very mysterious, actually, to understand how the Lord, Janmakama Chami Divyam, understand how the Lord comes and performs activities and disappears. It's very, very mysterious. And Krishna says, if you do understand, you can come back. Just one thing, Krishna. You understand the nature of my birth, my activities, my appearance here in Bhagavad Gita. If you understand, then you come back to me upon leaving your body. So, just previous to that, Krishna said, when I appear in this material world, I do through my own potency, my internal potency. It's not that I have to take that. I'm forced to take birth here like ordinary conditioned souls through the agency of Maya. Krishna says, I don't appear like that. I appear through my internal potency. When I appear in my transcendental appearance and disappear, and what does he say? My one who understands, no. I appear in my transcendental form. Krishna, just previous to that, I can't remember exactly what I was saying. Anyway, I appear in my transcendental, by my transcendental energy. And so this is the appearance of Krishna. He says, if you know my janma karma, my appearance and activities. So how his appearance? His appearance, he is not subject to the laws of karma, to the laws of this material world like every conditioned soul is. He appears in his own transcendental forms. So Prabhupada says, then just one thing, that one thing you know about Krishna. Because he just said, janma karma, you know about my birth. You just know that much about birth. If you're leaving your body, you can remember when Krishna appears here, he appears in his original transcendental body. You won't have to come back again in the material world. Just one of those things Prabhupada said about his activities. You remember any one of his activities, you won't have to come back in this material world. So, it's very, very puzzling the how Krishna comes here. And if, more puzzling, how Krishna's devotees also come here and perform their different pastimes. Krishna appears to take birth. He appears to leave his body. But astonishing, he doesn't grow old. He's, at Kuruketra, he's 90 years old. Like that. But you never see a picture like that of Krishna. With his, he's always young and beautiful. But he does, he performs the pastimes of appearance. He chooses his mother and father. And there's a disappearance pastime. And Narottam Das Thakur says also, yes, this is what Krishna is saying. You understand my nature, my appearance and disappearance. You won't have to take birth again. Narottam Das Thakur says, even if you understand the nature of the devotees, how they appear here, and therefore you won't have to take birth again. So simply remembering the pure devotees of Krishna, something about them, you also will not have to take birth. So when Krishna comes here and the devotees come here, they perform these astonishing pastimes of appearance and disappearance, etc., like that, because this is out of respect for Durga Devi. This is the Devi Dham, this is the realm of Devi. So out of etiquette, when they come here, they follow the rules. They're not obliged to, but they follow the rules. Just like if you go to someone's house, or you're on your P's and Q's to observe the etiquette they observe in that house or that country, wherever you go, you're very careful to follow the rules and regulations, because otherwise seeking to create an unfavorable situation. So even Krishna, he shows his respect when and the devotees, they show their respect. They follow the orders of this material world. They apparently take birth. So these devotees are even respectful to Maya Devi. Yes, it is your realm, we'll follow. Apparently, but sometimes they transcend. They go beyond all the rules and regulations and show some special, something very astonishing happens. That is their prerogative. But they are not. The idea is they're not bound like the jiva is bound. So very difficult to understand the nature of the devotees. It's like Malayadwaj, and he's in a couple of verses, he's going to leave his body. So it's a very mysterious understanding how the devotees of Krishna come, they perform pastimes here. And of course, Prabhupada's Tirubhava is coming up also in a few days. And this is the thing that bewilders me most in our philosophy in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness is the spiritual master's physical form. It's very difficult to understand that. The physical, how he appears here in the physical, Prabhupada appeared here in this physical form and etc. My conclusion is because I cannot understand it at all, therefore it's transcendent. And I've got to become transcendent to understand how it's transcendent. But it says, like of all the tattvas, Brahma, Shakti, Abhidev, Krishna has unlimited opulence, unlimited potencies. Of all those different tattvas, all those different... Two are very difficult to understand. And one is Lord Shiva, because he's like milk and yogurt. Sometimes he's Krishna, sometimes he's content. So he's difficult. Even more difficult is Guru Tattva. He's even more difficult to understand. He's like the instructing spiritual master. We take an instruction. So he's just like he's like the pure devotee. We take shelter of a pure devotee. He's the instructing spiritual master. So the guru appears like that. This is also Panchatattva. Panchatattva have come to establish the Yuga Dharma. Only through Panchatattva he can approach Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, not possible. So Krishna's coming five as a pure devotee. Srivas Thakur. And the sixth tattva is the pure devotee, the guru. He becomes the sixth tattva. Why is the sixth tattva? Because he represents all those five tattvas. In the beginning of spiritual life, we take shelter of a pure devotee. That's the Srivas aspect. And what we learn from the pure devotee, the message of the Acharyas. So then the spiritual master is acting as the Acharya. So that is the Advaita aspect. Advaita Acharya. He came to give the process of devotional service. When we accept the spiritual master and follow the process, we transcend the material energy. That is Nityananda situations. It's Vishuddha Shakti. Into the spiritual world. When you're in the spiritual world, Narottam Das Thakur is singing his progression, Rupa Raghunatha Hobby. When will I be eager to serve and attain the mercy of the six Goswamis, Rupa Gaudiya by Rupa, who is expansion of Radharani? Haladini potency. This is represented by Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is the Haladini potency. And only through Haladini potency we can approach Krishna. So Guru also represents Haladini potency. Srimati Radharani is the Adi Guru. So Guru also represents, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Goshakshat Hari Dvena Samasta Sasa. His spiritual mastery is representing also that Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Krishna himself, Radha Krishna. So in this tattva, we see that the Guru, he represents each one according to our realization, according to our advancement. In the beginning, he's there as a pure devotee instructing. Then he's there as the Acharya to give the message of the Acharyas. Then he's there representing Nityananda, because he can take you beyond the three modes of intelligence. So he's representative of Nityananda. Then he represents Gadadhar Pandit. He can, by his mercy, he can infuse the devotee with bhakti. And that's the only way Krishna exists. I can only be known by bhakti. And in that way you can understand Krishna. So Guru is, then he is representing Sakshat Hari. He represents the Supreme Person. So Guru is very, tattva is very difficult to understand, because he's five features. He's representing all these different features. So according to our advancement, then we can see the spiritual master. But we shouldn't say, oh, well, that spiritual master, he's only giving instructions on Vedi Sadhana Bhakti. No, my spiritual master, he's giving lessons on Rag Bhakti. No, it's according to the disciple's realization, then the spiritual master will reveal himself according to the different factors. So therefore, no one should disrespect the spiritual master. So therefore, the spiritual master is very difficult to understand, very difficult that way. And when Prabhupada actually he entered his Shesha Leela, or disappearance pastime, actually I couldn't accept it. My mind wouldn't accept it for a long time that Prabhupada had left. I just couldn't accept it. And then they made a video that, you know, the Hare Krishna film? Anyway, probably Jadavan made it. Putting Prabhupada into Samadhi? You made that film? Yeah, Jadavarpa will make that. You've all seen it. How they're... And I was watching that. I was completely alarmed. What are they doing? What are they doing? How can they do that? Prabhupada's not left us. He's alive. Why are they putting him in the Samadhi? I just couldn't... My mind couldn't accept it. Of course, the spiritual master is eternal. And the relationships are eternal. But I just couldn't accept... My mind just couldn't accept it. Only when the pushpa came from Vrindavan, it was on Prabhupada's body, flowers, and that was, we made the pushpa samadhi, Prabhupada's the pushpa samadhi. Then that came and we worshipped these pushpa and we had Guru Puja and everything and had a big feast. And only at that time I realized, it appears that... You know, Prabhupada has, you know, we're not going to see this form that we knew. So, so it's very difficult. I was bewildered. And then after the, then I finally had to accept, you know, the pushpa seal, we're going to put it in samadhi. And then the program for everybody when it took a feast, and I'm not hungry, it's the last thing I'm thinking of is eating. I'm really, really bewildered and confused. And so I was in the temple all alone, I'm just chanting. Then I heard a voice like Prabhupada from within, go and take prasad with all the others. But anyway, it's very, very difficult to understand how Krishna and how his devotees come here perform their pastimes. But the idea is that they're here to help us. And so here is a progression that is how the super soul helps you to a guru. The guru helps you further in the process of devotional service and introduces you to different personalities, spiritual personalities, and then like this progression goes, and ultimately one can reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Uh, When one is situated on a platform of spontaneous service, then the Lord also gives instructions from within. So you've got direct instructions coming. This distinct advantage is obtained by a liberated soul. Or a distinct advantage. It's obtained by a liberated soul. So here you've got direct contact with the super soul. So then this is this is the goal of the jnanis, actually. This is what they want. Instant karma. They're liberated from the material. So there's the karma's not working for them. Instead they're getting direct. Everything is happening, in the present, because impressions are not coming from the past, like as karma works. So they're not under that law anymore. So they're getting direct connection with the Lord, or with the presence of the Lord. Generally, they're interested in understanding the presence of the Lord, or the Brahman aspect of the Lord, which is blissful. But they are getting dictation, they're getting directions from the Lord. But generally, the Mayavadis, they identify themselves as that. But the Jnanis, through the process of Jnana, they can understand it's a dictation. Are they getting dictation from the Supreme from the Supreme Lord? So obviously you've got such an advantage. It's just like when Prabhupada was here, you could go directly, you could ask a question. It was when he was gone there, suddenly it was lost, it was absent. So there comes a time when you can have direct connection with Krishna as a super soul. So this is a state of freedom that the jnanis are very interested in. For the devotees, it's a beginning point. Now we're in this, we've attained this state of understanding Brahman. Yeah, for the jnanis, that's it. This is the purpose of our Vedic study. This is the purpose of our austerity. This is the purpose of everything we've attained. Brahman Brahmashmi, now I'm Brahman. No more need any study or austerity, because we've attained the purpose. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, when the devotee attains that stage, Brahman, he doesn't say, oh, that's it, that's the end, we'll finish this. No, he said, this is the beginning. The devotee said, this is the beginning of devotional service, because now I can really hear. The hearing and chanting is really beginning, because now I'm chanting with real feeling. It's coming from me. I know who I am as Brahman. And my hearing is coming to me. Everything is done with feeling, because you understand who you are. Brahman is the substance. Eternal substance. Kim tat brahma kim adi atma, Arjuna says to Krishna. What is Brahman? What is the self? Krishna says, the living entity is Brahman, Arjuna. And his eternal nature is called the self. So it's contacting that eternal nature that is existing. That is the spiritual platform. So that is sambandha, actually. Different levels of sambandha. But this is the real meaning of sambandha. At least you're connected now to spirit. So therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one who's conquered his mind is not agitated by the three modes of material nature. He has peace of mind. Then for him the super soul is automatically achieved, because he's contacted that eternal nature, which is his own nature, which is God's nature. So he's perceiving that. He's on that. That is where all the spiritual activity takes place, in that eternal nature. So this is the living Krishna says the living entity is Brahman and his eternal nature is called the self. So we're talking of self-realization. It's understanding that nature, being situated in that nature, which is our birthright, because we are also eternal. And that's where all the spiritual activity is born, in the spiritual world, all within this eternal nature. So therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj said, yes, now we've attained that realization. Brahman, now the hearing really begins. Now the chanting, now the service really begins. Everything really begins, because now it's being done with love and devotion for Krishna, with feeling. So this was the benediction that Malayadwaja Maharaj achieved. Here it says he could. King Malayadwaja was directly in touch with the Supreme Lord and was receiving instruction from him directly. He observed that the Super Soul was sitting by his side and that he, as the individual soul, was sitting by the side of the Super Soul. So they were sitting next to each other, and they could see each other, and he could sing. So they could converse with him, he could take dictation direction from him. And because they were both together, there were no separate need for separate interests. And thus he ceased from any kind of other activity. So, yeah, he was sitting side by side, so he was reciprocating. So in this verse Prabhupada's quoting here, Tesha Samsatatam Yuktanam, that those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So Malayadwaj, he actually had developed his love for Krishna, for the Supreme Lord. And he could perceive that the Lord sitting next to him was full of love for him. And he could perceive that he himself was full of love for the Lord. This is this verse here that Prabhupada quoted. I give the understanding by which they come from. As they surrender unto me, I reward them. So he could realize his love for Krishna. And he could also realize Krishna's love for him as he was sitting next to him. So this was Malayadwaja's perfection that he could appreciate. He had attained that a loving relationship with the Lord. So therefore perfection. Therefore he goes back to Vaikuntha. Of course this is a... And most of the... stories in here, the devotees, they go back to Vaikuntha. It's only in the 10th canto when you get something very special that they can go back to Goloka. Generally, throughout... the history of the universe, the goal is to go back to Vaikuntha, to understand the Super Soul in the heart, Lord Narayan in the heart, because he's the predominating deity of the universe and of Vaikuntha. So it's only a little special time in Kali Yuga when the original personality of Godhead appears and then Mahaprabhu appears that we can actually appreciate the relationships that they're having in Goloka Vrindavan. But that's very, very confidential and very, very rare. So throughout the Vedas, you see mostly it's aimed at understanding the Lord within your heart. That is the goal of all your Vedic studies, of all your austerities, for sacrifices, for meditation, for... It's all for understanding the Lord in your heart. And then you can go back to Vaikuntha. Just you see how advanced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is in Krishna. That here you can enter into such an intimate relationship with the Lord, like in the Damodar Leela. that Namo Deva Damodara Deva means. Deva means full of all beauty. See, Malayadwaj, he's gone back to Vaikuntha because of he's seeing first in the Lord Narayan next to him before him. So he's very, very reverent. He's going back to Vaikuntha to live on the same planet. He's going to get four arms also. when he goes there. I see them on the same planet. So all these opulences are there. But for the devotees, Damodali, or Deva Dhamma, Deva means lustrous, beautiful. What's the reason the devotee wants to go back to God? It's because Krishna's so beautiful. He's not interested in getting another two arms or living on the same planet. He's just attracted by Krishna's beauty. So he wants to go back, but being attracted simply by the beauty of Krishna. And then he can see Krishna. This is all he wants, to see that beautiful form of Krishna. So in this translation for the sixth verse of the Dhammadhara Sakam, he says, therefore, I would be qualified only by bhakti to see him with my own eyes. So then will come the question, how can I get bhakti? If by bhakti you can see him with your own eyes. Because now he's addressed as Ananta Vishnu. Ananta Vishnu. Ananta means unlimited. He's unlimited. So therefore his mercy is unlimited. So certainly I'll achieve his mercy. Certainly I'll achieve that bhakti by his mercy, because his mercy is unlimited. And it's everywhere. So certainly, therefore, because he is unlimited, his mercy has no limits. So therefore, I'm certain he will come. he will give me bhakti so I can see his beautiful form. And also, Prashita Prabhu Dukha Jaladi Magnam Prabhu. Prabhu means that he is the master. He's the master of all potencies. He's all pervading, and he has inconceivable potencies. So he's praying in this prayer, because you have inconceivable potencies, then you can become visible to my eyes. At the moment, I can't see it, but by your inconceivable potencies, by your inconceivable mercy, therefore I'm convinced of your unlimited mercy, that you can reveal everything. You can reveal bhakti to me. I will get the darshan of the Lord, because you are unlimited. And so your mercy is unlimited. And your mercy is inconceivable. So I have so much faith and conviction in your unlimited mercy and your inconceivable potency, that even this fallen person will be able to receive the drop of mercy. Then I can have bhakti, then I can actually see the worshipful, lovable Lord of my heart, Lord Damodar, before I'm assisting. See the difference between Malayadwaji is going back to Vaikuntha to live in that atmosphere, and the atmosphere that Vrindavan has created is very rare. So we get a little opportunity once in the day of Brahma to have this opportunity. Shrima Bhaktam ki jai, Shri Radha Damodar ji ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Jai Gaur Premanand ki jai. Thank you.
One question.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Roji, for your such nice class. Actually, as a practicing devotee, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we are aware of our weaknesses, we are striving our level best to come out of our sinful inclinations. But sometimes it so happens that we get so much influenced by the surroundings that we are aware of our weakness, we pray to Lord, but we fall prey to sinful inclinations, although we don't want to do that. Lord is there to help us out, but still our determination is lacking. Or how we can understand mercy of the Lord, and how we can get the hope to make spiritual advancement.
See, the sinful desires are coming when the ego becomes prominent and it dictates that we're the controllers and enjoyers. That is why that is sinful. So anyway, what to speak of the sinful activities, being influenced by sinful activities, what we like may consider sinful activity. We see that even like by trying to restrain ourselves, or like we're chanting japa, and then the something is coming in the mind that shouldn't be there, as it does, the nature of the mind. And then instead of taking complete shelter of the holy name, which we're supposed to be doing, we start thinking of something else. Philosophical understandings, the forms of Krishna, the deities of Krishna, our service, understanding, meditating on some parts. So that's also a subtle form of sin. Because we're not completely dependent on the holy name, which we should be doing at that time. So you see in that when I'm bringing my, oh, I think of the deity of the Lord, I think of the philosopher. These are all tainted with the desire to control. We're still holding on to that desire to control. My mind is not fixed on the sound vibration, so therefore I'll fix it on another devotional aspect. But the idea is that I can control. Rather than completely depend on the holy name, he can do everything. He can remove all the obstacles, all the thoughts. Nam nama kori pavadha nivasada shakti duvita. So it's showing lack of faith in the holy name. Even though it's within it appears to be in the devotional realm. But it still carries taints of sin, because we're still holding on to that desire that I'll control it. I'll think of the forms of the Lord, then I can bring my mind back. I'll think of the philosophy, It's still tainted. It's Krishna conscious practice. It's sudden, and we have to do something, but still tainted with the desire to be the controller rather than completely dependent on Krishna. So that's how, you know, really fine it gets, this situation of being the controller and enjoyer. Because this bodies, we've had billions and billions of change again, and who knows how many. One thing didn't change in our consciousness, that I want to be the controlling enjoyer. That's been with us throughout all these millions and billions of bodies. So it's very deep-rooted. It's very difficult to uproot that. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura says, it's up to you to make a decision to do it. What is happening in this world is at every moment in our something is coming before us, some sense objects are before us, and the mind is, I like it or I don't like it. I'll accept it or I'll reject it. This is what goes on. This is all that's going on in this world. I like it, I don't like it. Yeah, I'll accept it, I'll reject it. So he said, when a devotee, he goes beyond this acceptance and rejection. He has to make a decision. What am I going to do about my accepting this and rejecting that? Because that's all I'm doing in this material world. He has to make a decision himself. When am I going to make a solution to this accepting and rejection? But rather get a taste for chanting Hare Krishna. But when you make that decision, then you can fix your sit. Then the taste for chanting Hare Krishna will come. But as long as you haven't got a taste, then it remains difficult. It seems very problematic if we haven't got a taste. So many things are coming in the mind. So he said it's up to every individual. He has to come to this situation of making that decision himself, that I'm not going to entertain the acceptance and rejection, what I like, what I don't like. I'm not going to deal with that anymore. I have to make a decision. I'm simply going to deal with service to Krishna. And when you've made that decision, then you're going to get a taste. Because if, as long as you haven't made that decision, means you're still trying to get some taste. So how can bhakti come? How can the holy name manifest? You're still holding on to the desire for something else. So when you make that, sincerely make a decision, you stop it, you say, accepting rejection. So then Krishna can manifest himself. The holy name can manifest himself. The holy name can reveal.
If the spiritual master is the external manifestation of Krishna, is possible from the heart, so how can a disciple accept the fact that the spiritual master fell down from his sadhana? Does Krishna fell down, or the super soul fell down?
Yeah, if he fell down, then he's not acting. He stopped acting as the spiritual master. That's all. He stopped acting.
Because from the beginning, a disciple accepts him as the guru, as the super soul from the heart. Then all of a sudden, he falls down. It's a bit difficult to accept because the super soul of Krishna never falls down. They never stop acting. So, as you said, the guru, that was difficult to understand. This is part of it. When he was the guru, okay, he was seen as a super soul, Krishna's ambassador. Then he fell down. Then the disciple wants to know, but the super soul also fell down. What is? It's a bit complex. So how can I understand that the guru is the super soul from within the heart when he fell down?
No, you may not understand. But he says we have to accept that. Krishna Das Kaviraj says you have to accept that. That the Ikshaguru, the Shikshaguru, you see directly as Krishna, you should respect him. So as long as he's acting as a guru, it's okay. Then that you can understand he's representing super soul. If he's not acting as a representative of super soul, then he's not a guru. Maybe they fall down due to the influence of material energy. It's very, very powerful. It doesn't mean before that everything is nullified. If you have a driving test and you pass the test and they give you a certificate, you pass the driving test, and then your driving instructor has a big accident, they don't take your driving license. His driving license is removed because he did something wrong. It is not that, he was your instructor, so his license is taken away, I'll take your driving license away. It's not like that. As you said, it's a difficult subject matter to understand. When he's acting as a super soldier, we accept him as such. It's difficult to understand. And why he fell down is also, he made a choice. He made him a lot of influence, but he made the choice. So Krishna's not going to interfere with that. But it doesn't mean that all the previous everything is nullified. If he gets back in that position again, then you see him as a representative of the super soul. Hare Krishna.
We say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes once in a day of Brahma to give the love of Vrindavan. But we see in Jagannath Puri, they are in like Sakya Bhav with Krishna. Vallabhacharya, he gave the Sakya Bhav. So how to understand this, that is the Sakya Bhava or the Vatsalya Bhava is there. So is when Krishna comes as original Krishna in this way of Brahma, then only this bhava is given, or other times also in some places. The love of Vrindavan in three bhava, Madhurya, Sakya and Vatsalya.
No, when Brahman appeared, he was very attractive, and who was it? Sukacharya sister. She was attracted to him in Vatsalya Rasa, as in parental affection, and she became Bhutana afterwards. So Vatsalya there, not exactly as in Krishna, because they know he's the supreme person of God, but still she desired to have him as her son. So something is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says even Christianity, they're treating God as the Father, so there's some a little bit of Vatsalya there. Of course, it's the other way around. You can be in the Bhagavatam philosophy, you can become the Father of God. They're worshipping God as the Father of everyone. In Bhagavatam, you can become the Father of God. But there's a little bit of Vatsalya there, even in Christianity.
We can see like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was like Radhan Krishna, nahi Anna. So he came as Radhan Krishna. And we can see like how Gadadhar Pandit sees also, he's also like, you know, as you said, Alladini potency. So what is the difference between that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taking the bhava of Radharani, and Gadadhar Pandit also as like, you know, incarnation of Radharani.
What is the purpose of music?
Yeah, what is the difference?
What is the difference?
And also purpose. And also purpose. Yes.
As the in the Panchatatri, Bhakti Shakti comes. She's the Shakti of the Lord. So that one purpose. Only through the Shakti we can approach the Shakti man. That's in Tatra. But it's understood she's always with Krishna wherever he goes. She will go. She'll assume a form exactly to serve Krishna's form and mood. She'll become Sita to exactly serve Lord Ramchandra in the mood as a king. So there's that aspect. He's always there. He's always with his potency. Krishna's always with his potency. But the this is a very unusual form. This is a mixed form. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got a combination of both. Simultaneously, Radharani is there as Gadadhara. Her effulgence is also there as Gadadhara. Thus, he becomes so. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with Gadadhara Pandits, and sometimes, mostly he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and Gadadhara Pandit is there also, who's also Radharani. So, so then he can adopt the mood of Radhadasa also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to experience what is Radharani's love in him, but simultaneously he can also experience what is Radhadasa. By Gadadhara being Radharani, then he can be in the mood of servant, Anuradha. He's Anuradha, follower of Radha. So he can even experience being the servant of the servant when he's with Gadadhara Pandit. I don't know anything else. Anybody else can enlighten us?
Hare Krishna. There's many non-devotees that proclaim that they know the super soul. They may write books, they may be healers and feel they're in touch with the super soul. I was wondering if you can make some comment. Is the super soul very kind to these people, or there's predictions that people have that they get from within?
No. I mean, he's with the living entity since time immemorial. He's the best friend of Suridama Sarvabhutanam. He's the best friend. And advanced people do come to know him. Even advanced Christians, they say God is love. God is love. His very presence is love. So they contact that. They can feel that loving. They may not understand about his personality and his form, but they can experience the love of God. Some people do say healers and speakers and things like that, very talented personalities, they can also be in touch with super soul, but there must have been some bhakti there. In this birth or previous birth, there must have been some bhakti amongst all their pious activities. And that bhakti, then Krishna actually reveals himself and he helps them. There are many self-realized persons. But they're not. They want to help people and poets and things like that. But they don't know the actual science of how Krishna appears in the heart. And generally what his description, what he looks like. There was one pilot, I think it's a British pilot in the Second World War, and in India, his plane got shot down in India or something. So he was a goner. And as he prayed to God, and he saw Vishnu Murti, Paramatma, appear before him. Somehow he survived the crash. Then he came back to India and he took a guru. He became quite famous. I can't remember his name. But he actually had realized it. But that it must have been due to some bhakti. And also his prayer at the time, he was praying to God, please save me as you would do in that situation. But due to previous devotion. Previous devotion means you've contacted a devotee in some time or another. It may have been 2,000 years ago. You may have been wandering around on the banks of Jordan and Jesus was walking around or something. He touched his robe. Someone touched his robe. He was walking through all the crowds and someone touched his robe. He said, who has touched me? My cloth. There's one little old lady. She said, I did. He said, your faith alone has saved you. So, if somehow or another you get mercy of a devotee, that's the only way you're going to actually you come to the very reason that everybody's sitting here now in this room performing devotional service. If previously you come into contact with the devotee, that's the conclusion. You cannot come to the devotional service without having previously been in contact with him. Very good. May the Lord inspire you from within.
Prabhu, as you mentioned that Guru is the sixth tattva, He represents the five tattva. So can you little more elaborate on this?
Shrivas is a pure devotee, he represents pure devotee, Narad Muni. Everybody knows Narad Muni. So first thing, you take shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. First. And second, then you get the instruction from Parampara, the acharya, the teachings of the movement. So that is the Dvaitacharya. So he's representing the Dvaitacharya because he's giving you the process, the science of the devotion. By following, taking shelter of pure devotee, following the process, you become to the Sudasattva platform, you become out of these modes of material nature. You'll be situated on the transcendental platform. That's Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda expands as a Sudasattva existence. He expands as Mayapur Dham, Vrindavan Dham. He's this spiritual existence. So now you're in the spiritual existence, in the spiritual world. Now you have to contact the Haladini potency, which is also represented by Rupam Raghunath, their Haladini potency, and Godatar Pandit. So then by the mercy of Godatar Pandit, Haladini potency, which is the Bhakti Shakti, when it is mixed with the Chit potency, the Haladini potency descends upon the Jiva, then the Jiva has that potency to approach the Lord with Bhakti. So the Guru represents Haladini. Or Radharani is the original Guru, we say. Nityananda is the Adi Guru. Radharani is also. So Guru is representative of both of those. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So then Guru, Sakshat Hari Srinasa, he represents the Supreme Personality. He's as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without going through this progression, this is the yoga avatars, Panchatattva yoga avatars. You have to follow that progression. Okay.
You mentioned the example of one Mataji that touched the robe of Jesus in the Bible. Then now we know that the Christians, they are envious of devotees. They see us as not following the right path. In the Gita, Krishna says, this knowledge cannot be revealed to those who are envious. So how can they come to devotional service in their next life? Because now they are envious now. I mean, the Christianity, for example, they are envious of Vaishnavas. They hate devotees. And the Gita, this knowledge cannot be revealed to those who are envious. So if previous contact with the pure devotee bring us to devotional service now, how can the envious people become devotees in the next life? Then the knowledge will then be revealed to them because now they are envious. But the Gita is saying, not envious.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's a Mahaprasad. Yeah, Prabhupada says you don't talk philosophy intimate with the... You just tell them to chant Hare Krishna, the holy names. So you can't blame them sometimes. They've got their scripture. It says that those who shouldn't worship idols and they don't have proper knowledge, they think the deity is idols, they're idol worshippers, they're devils. But they're a little bit faithful to Christianity, so that's good. Just that they don't have sufficient knowledge. Bhagavatam ki jai, jai go premanam ni.